What chess fell?
I count up
on the 10 scale.
Nobody counts down at me. I count up.
You think she's like an 8.8? A 9.2?
Yeah,
they say laughter is the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
All right. Howdy, everybody. So my cohorts insist on talking through just about every segment drop that we have, and that's okay
because
that's
how
we do things. We're not professional. It's okay.
Speak for yourself,
hey,
sir.
I got a question. Welcome into episode 15.
Hold your tongue.
Yeah, bite your tongue. Yes.
Oh,
hey, I got a question for you guys.
All right. I have a fake English accent.
Scarlett Johansson.
So it's no, that's not the question, Mike. So it's the winter time, right? And I'm very much a summer person. I enjoy summer activities. I like being out on the lake. I like summer stuff, right? I like to play beach volleyball.
Summer sanders.
I can't do any of that. I can't do any of that right now. So does anybody have some good like winter stuff that I can do when it's super fucking cold outside?
Aren't you in Texas? First of all,
exactly.
Yes.
And didn't you live in North Dakota?
Yes.
So.
What did you do?
I lived in North Dakota for 2 years, and I didn't figure it out.
Do you call it a snowmobile or a snow machine?
I can't get a snowmobile down here. What's the point in that?
I'm just saying, what do you call
it?
A snowmobile or a
snow machine? It snowed last weekend for the first time in like 4 years down here.
I saw that.
We got 3 inches of snow.
People got really weird.
Crazy.
Hey, did you have to... Is that enough to shovel your driveway?
No. It didn't even stick on
the ground. Who did you hire to shovel your driveway? Or did they just use a leaf blower?
I could have, but nothing stuck. It didn't make
Tim,
any sense.
Tim, looking at you on that leaf blower joke, no laughs.
No, Tim's playing other things right now, isn't he? Yeah, he is.
Hey
Tim, would you join us,
he's
please?
He's multitasking. Good job, buddy.
Yeah he does.
Come
that.
On, telling Josh that he could have hired somebody to shovel his driveway with a leaf blower. Pretty Texas.
Listen, I'm in California. It doesn't get super cold during the winter, but what I like to do, I'd like to grab a nice big warm like quilt or comforter or something, and then on my days off work, I masturbate about 6 or 7 times. That's how I pass my winter days, like a normal person.
I'm glad you just put that out there because everyone
that's great
agrees.
Great. Yeah, that's nice. All the single dudes out there, that's what you can do in your wintertime. I appreciate
it's
that.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to bring in a new topic during this show, and this is it.
There's Poe. There's Dickinson. There's Frost. And then there's Keith.
Oh,
am I doing this? Is Poetry with Keith.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we got some crazy limerick action on the last show, and now we're asking Keith to bring us some more poetry.
I jotted demand. Some things down during the last.
Oh, some notes. I can't wait, personally. So let's hear it, Keith.
This is a haiku, and I forget which style. The Gaiku haiku. Are you ready?
I can't wait.
Go Pack Go, Go Pack. Go Pack Go, Go Pack Go Go. Go Pack Go, Go Pack. And since my limericks were really fun last time, there once was a man from Green Bay. He was an MVP. He shared his PP to Title Town 2 weeks' notice. Suck it, losers.
Wait.
Suck it, bro.
I have so many questions. Did you at some point say he shared his pee-pee?
Yep, wrong MVP, guys. Brett Favre. That was a Brett Favre MVP.
He shared it with a reporter, right?
Okay.
A female reporter?
Yeah.
What's her name? Did.
I forget.
Sure did.
He was a Jet at that point. We don't care. He shared his PP
blame that on New York, right?
Shared his PP all over Wisconsin.
That wasn't Green Bay problem. Okay. Awesome. Well, I look forward to
that. The guy was phenomenal as a Viking.
Do you want me to read that a haiku again? Because it was pretty good.
I think we got the go pack go. Okay. Go pack go. Go pack pack go. I think we got that.
Okay.
Oh, man. This is one of my favorite. Your poetry, I love it. Even though I'm not a Packers fan, I do love it.
I'm going to work on sonnets next week.
Okay, I like it. Hey, Tim.
Italian.
Pops up. There he is.
Doing blow.
Yes, that's what it looked like, right? I expect to see some bake, some booger sugar.
You know what, guys? I got something to tell.
We woke Tim up. We woke Tim up. He's back. He's back.
What are the modern-day bowl cuts and JNCO jeans? We're going to talk about some fads and some trends that we've seen recently. We're going to ask, what's up with that?
Hey, Tim, you want to start us off with your what's up with that topic?
I don't have one. Perfect. I don't have a what's up with that topic.
You don't have a what's up with that? Well, you can think about what you... And he's sinking. It looks like he's sinking, right?
I'm jealous, man. Whatever that guy's got going on is way better than past.
Right? Keith, Mike, do you guys have a what's up with
that? What's up with the show taking a whole fucking 8 minutes to go south? This is horrible.
Was that all I had?
Hey, no, I agree.
So I have a question.
And now he's doing hand figures.
I have a question.
Oh, we've hit a bottom here.
What's up with this is funny. Guys in 2021?
He's actually mimicking your voice.
I like it. There's a pulse. Why in modern day do men, why are they still expected to get down on one knee when they propose? Fuck that. I Googled this shit, and it's like it's a royalty thing. People used to bow down to the king or whatever. Now you're bowing down to fucking Brenda from Turlock to ask for a hand in marriage. I'm not bowing down to you.
Part of Turlock.
We're going to fucking, Keys. I meant Keys. We're going to be divorced in 3 fucking years. I'm not bowing down to you. Either you want to marry me or you don't.
Fun fact, I didn't
at least
get
put
on
a sock on your hand,
Tim. To my wife.
I like how he showed your, he was on top of the other one screaming. That was pretty good.
Anyways, guys, from now on, don't get on your knee. Don't be a...
I'm with you, man. Don't ever bend the knee, man.
Well, I don't really plan on having to do it again, but the first time I did, I did.
Yeah, we didn't have to ask. We knew.
Why not, right?
We knew. You didn't bend the knee to Lindsay.
Oh, heart explode.
Poor Lindsay followed you to college.
Apparently, he's
Jenny Hall.
This whole episode. And then gestures. I love it. Keith, do you have a what's up with that?
I should have a what's up with that, but I really don't.
Well, I can do one.
I got a good what's up with that. So okay. I cook a lot of hamburgers over the weekend, and what's up with the fact that I can't replicate a burger that tastes as good as one when I order one out? What's up with that?
What?
Dude, that's a great question.
So you're saying, you can't cook a burger as
better
good
than
a
burger when I go out to eat. And I
like,
cook
give me an explanation. Like, what restaurant are you talking about?
All of them.
Are we talking about like Burger
everywhere.
King? Or
no,
are we talking about, like,
Josh's
really
question
restaurant?
Is the right one. Like, you can beat a McDonald's burger.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like when you go to a burger joint, like the legit burger place that you go to.
Oh, right? But you have a legit. No, you're not there. You're
talking about,
dude,
like Red Robin.
Damn,
a legit
you remember
burger
that burger?
Joint.
You remember that burger spot in North Dakota? I forget what it was called.
Oh, Jay.
No, I'm telling you, I cook a lot of burgers. I do the bacon. I'll put jalapenos. I do cheese. Do everything, and it does not give me the satisfaction of like going out for a burger and fries.
I've never been able to beat it on burgers, honestly. Like, and if there's a good burger joint, I can't beat it on my grill. I can do steaks and I can do brisket, but I can't do burgers.
You beat your
meat.
Well, don't be upset that I can make a good burger. Are you talking, Josh? Are you talking about that place that used to have the homemade potato chips with the various dipping sauces?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. And they had a fantastic burger.
J something Beers. JL Beers.
JL Beers. There it is. JL Beers.
Yep. Is it the patty or the way it's dressed? You go to
jail beers
that makes the burger.
I don't know, man. We've talked about it at work. It's like you could do the smash burger. You could do everything. We've got all the tricks in trade. We're all like 40 years old. We've been around the block. But like for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Unless like. And
I can't do it with burgers. I can't. Steaks can't. And brisket.
I don't understand what you guys can't do with burgers. I make a fucking awesome burger.
Well, then apparently we need to eat your burger, Tim.
When I went to visit,
I make a turkey
New Year's.
You never made me burgers. I visited you a shit ton of times. God. You never made me a burger. So, let's make
turkey
that happen.
Burger.
Oh, it's a turkey burger with some like seasoning that you put in like tacos.
Wait, you're starting with turkey?
It's a taco turkey burger. What is that?
Your burger choice is turkey?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Trust me. Come on.
He's doing this to piss us off.
No.
I went to visit Tim for New Year's. He didn't make me a single burger. He made me eat Captain Crunch the whole time.
You didn't
for
go.
4 days.
You didn't Captain go, Crunch Mike. Is, we
you
all
guys
know
don't know.
Don't try
don't
to make up stories.
Me.
We all know. You said on the last story.
You don't know
you,
me.
We know.
4 days.
What happened?
4 days of Captain else? Crunch with no milk. Only water.
It sounds like you
anybody
were locked in
that, what's
container?
Up with that topic?
What?
Any other ones?
It sounds like he locked you in a Conex and you had to just eat Captain Crunch.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time.
He didn't go. He's making this whole thing up, Keith.
Would I ever make anything up?
None of this is real.
No.
I'm starting to think this podcast doesn't exist.
Would I?
He never goes. Why do you think he's having such a hard time finding plenty of fish dates?
Well, I've been waiting on you to jack off.
I'm starting to think this whole thing's made up in my brain. And I'm starting to get worried.
I don't know if this is actually happening right now.
This is like Inside Out. Like
yeah, look, Mike's over there drinking something that looks like his own piss. I don't know.
Oh, I guess I just get to drink in a spare room by myself.
My wife just cries. With a fleshlight.
Like, oh, he's just going to go talk to the computer for 3 hours. Now I'm starting to get scared. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, Anna, I'm so sorry.
Fuck.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so... Aliens. Does anybody else have a what's up with that topic that they want to talk about before we move on to the next thing?
My hamburger thing needs to really be...
I got another what's up with that. People...
I got a what's up with that. What's up with your camera not working?
My camera's not working?
No.
Oh, shit, dude. You're out, like, man.
I see it.
I see
it. Catch it or something.
It's working.
You gotta catch it.
Keith sees me. Your camera's broke, bro.
I see you loud and clear.
Yeah. That's a problem.
I see you loud and clear.
Oh my god!
It just chooses not to show me you.
Just don't Jeffrey Tubin this thing.
It's your weed whacker.
Okay, Mike. You got what's up with that? You said.
Okay, people who drive in fog, 10 miles under the speed limit, where visibility still like 100 yards away. Last week it was really foggy in Modesto, and I was driving behind the guy, who was going 15 and a 25. And we can see quite a distance. Hey, asshole, take it up.
I commend you. I commend you, sir. The one that was driving 10 miles under the speed limit in the fog, I commend you.
Fuck him.
That's all I have to say.
He was in a Prius.
I bet he was. He was being safe. Yeah. In a safe car.
I was due 65.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I do.
Like, you could still see a whole football field away. Like, nothing's going to jump out before then.
I make sure my headlights aren't, like, a dozen times.
Bunch of jack-offs.
A dozen times in the fog.
Are you guys watching Tim?
No, I'm surprised he's still awake.
I didn't even know he was on camera.
He's a fighter.
He's straight up narcoleptic. Like, you have Tim
he's
full
high
more,
as a kite.
And then you have Tim sleep.
We all know what's going on here.
I thought
it's so high.
I thought for sure I'd hear a snore by now. You're doing good, buddy. Keep it up.
I've never seen eyes
Tim,
that
Tim, just so you know, because I don't think you've listened, episode 14 was all outtakes of you snoring. Just so you know.
I didn't listen to it.
So you're aware. So
we all should eat.
There you have it. If you guys want to hear Tim sleeping, check out episode 14.
So we should do a cocktail night, like where we do like old fashions or wine.
The three funniest.
And then we should do a
we'll
gummy.
Do it.
We'd like to put a
we
big
should do a gummy.
To our sponsor.
Cocktail night right now. Jen and Juice.
What's up?
the bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380,
like you just showed up,
Andrew Tinker, Brandon Cowley's band, Cutthroat Fences, and Heart of the City are all under the Handrawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Handrawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Tim, you need to go to rehab. Lay off those fucking Mike's Hard Lemonades, bro.
Tim loves them.
Are those THC? Like, there's, like, weed-based drinks now.
What?
You don't know this?
No.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't.
Yeah, you're in Texas. I mean, you won't know. Take.
I can't. So.
Live Free or Die Hard. California. Mm.
Such a good movie.
Okay.
Which All one right, is that? Was that segment. With Justin Long?
Yep. You know what? God, don't ask that question. You know what it was.
I know, because I spend times in hotels, so I love watching those.
Remember that stupid fuck all episode where everybody's like, oh, John McClane, and he doesn't care about people. And they were like, wait, he has literally never let a partner die? And then Josh,
yeah, but he like blew up.
Oh, hooch. Yeah, I'm going to kill a dog.
Yeah,
mm. Oh, I do. Got to
pull a guy over for having two beers Turner. While he's driving home from a hard week.
Hooch was the best partner in Take. Yeah, Hooch is definitely the best partner.
When Josh pulled the old Turner and Hooch, like the old
Hooch best cop partner. Obviously.
Yeah, and then he put a bunch of peanut butter on his balls.
Was in that episode? Okay. You talked about that.
Okay.
Wow, that was saucy.
The next segment I have is another like rapid fire question to you guys, and I just want the first thing that comes to mind. Okay.
Done. Peanut butter.
You ready?
I'm already done, man. I'm already.
That's not the question.
Wish I had a dog, right?
Yeah,
now.
Samp.
You got okay. A cat. It doesn't work.
All right, you guys ready? Rapid fire. Here we go.
DJ.
If you died and you knew you were coming back as an animal, which animal would you choose?
Gorilla.
Mike.
Is a fly an animal?
Yeah.
I'll be a fly.
For what reason?
I can watch people have sex.
Okay. That's all wow. You got. Okay. That's
well,
great.
You can't
Tim,
watch,
do you,
can't watch
you have an answer?
As a bird.
You go to U-Porn, huh?
Xvideos.com. All you kids out there, try it. All you 14-year-old fans of the show.
This is great.
I heard Xvideos like can corrupt your iPhone.
Xvideos.com.
All right.
No, I haven't had any problems. When I had Android, I had problems. But since I switched iPhone, smooth sailing.
It'll ruin your Switch.
Smooth
sailing.
Kids,
okay.
It'll ruin your Switch.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't it funny, upset. Like, now that we're adults, we can actually, like, we have these phones that can look up anything we want, but if you remember growing up and, like, finally having the internet for the first time, you still type in things like Tiffany Amber Thiessen's boobies.
Right.
90210.
Couldn't even do it.
And now you can type in whatever you want.
Okay.
And since you said that, I'm going to type in what you just said.
Ever.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen's
boobies. Mike's literally typing Tiffany Amber Thiessen's boobies right now as we speak.
Wait a minute. Did we ever talk about...
So I don't know what's changed.
Did we ever talk about porn in the woods, like growing up?
What?
This isn't a topic yet?
What?
Like you like, go look at dirty mags in the woods?
Like when you grew up, there was always like somebody's like, hey, we're going to ride our bikes over here. And there's always like... a pile of porn, like somewhere hidden, on the woods.
No, but my parents used to go and play pinochle at somebody's house, and we used to love it because the dude had a stack of Playboys underneath
his bed. Right. So, like, it's kind of this internet sensation. It's like, don't you guys like remember when like you just ride your bikes around, and like, somebody would be like, "Hey, come over here by like the old tree," and there'd be like a stack.
So, are you
of
asking
porn.
If all of us were sexually yes. molested? No, I wasn't. I wasn't. I'm sorry.
What? Huh? Some old dude was like, "Come over here." No, but I was like bringing it up to like my brother-in-law. I was like, and he was like, and he lived in Oregon. And I was like, "Oh, what's up? Like, did you ever like know about the porn stash in the woods?" And he's like, "Yeah, dude. Like everywhere." Like in a certain generation.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
yeah, dude. I'm from Wisconsin.
Well, he's from Oregon. Like,
This shit's well, like getting,
I just
same
it's
same.
It's one of these situations where you're getting uber specific.
Wisconsin,
and
Oregon,
you know I love
same.
You, but you're getting so specific that I can't relate, and I don't. I want you to know that I want to relate to you. You're like, you got, you know what I'm talking about, right? Like you riding your bike, and all of a sudden, old man Charlie was like, "Hey, come and feel my coconuts," and you're like, "Wait," and then he made you, and it was sweaty,
and then he bought you ice cream after.
Thanks.
All
right,
just,
you guys are obviously
no
like,
there's just no windows anywhere.
No, I was
you guys
normal,
are blacking out.
Like my dad had a VHS tape, and I watched that for six years talking of my life.
VHS, fuck. How
we're
old are you?
Different things.
Jesus.
From the time I was 12 to the time I was 18.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Jeez. You're really highlighting the fact that we're a decade different. And...
Oh, look at that. That is.
your dad had a DVD, Josh.
I remember printing that shit off on my home computer when it was like dial-up.
And it would take forever to load, right? Oh, my goodness.
Wait. My dad used to come down. Hey, what are you printing? I'm like, oh, nothing, Dad. It's homework. He's like, good, because I got something else coming after that. It's important. And it was two pictures: my picture of Tiffany Amber, and then his. It was super awkward.
Yours was 90210, and his was Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Son, give me that switch.
Oh, that's mature.
Oh, it's tax document. So when it starts sprinting,
yours
I don't
is,
want you to
yours
look
is
at
way
it.
Better. You better yeah. switch me, son. That's way better.
Josh, are you saying your dad's was on DVD?
Huh?
I said my dad's porn was on VHS, and you said that's the age difference. What's your dad's on DVD?
I don't even know what VHS is. Mike,
what?
That's what I'm getting at.
Oh shit!
We don't.
I think
it.
I had we had ET on VHS, and everything after that was.
Oh wow,
that's a porno.
It wasn't. It was the last one.
Come on, that's the best joke of the night. ET's a porno. Come on,
extra testicle.
That's the best joke of the night.
Okay, so
ET's
think,
a porno.
Let's get back to the original
you
question.
You really didn't
here.
Have
did
VHS
come
playing?
Back? Jesus.
God, damn,
how did we?
Dude.
How did we go? From,
I can't wait to
if
tell
you could
that
come back as an
so
animal
times,
to
just made me feel
sharing
older than Jim
your
Curry.
Dad's porno printouts.
What animal? I'm sorry.
Okay, let's move on to another one. Keith, this one's for you.
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Random question, random answer, rapid fire. Here we go.
Oh, rapid fire.
Keith Mayer.
Yes.
You are the author of the newest New York Times bestseller. What's the title of your book?
Wow, this is really on the spot. I will say just, I got some Wisconsin pride, so we'll just do Scotty. We'll leave it at that.
Scotty.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike,
it's a, what's the title it's of your book? How to Live a Life That You Hate.
How to Live a Life That You Hate. Tim, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to Stay Awake.
Hey,
everybody.
Do you know what the question is? You want to get into the camera angle, or are we just going to look? There he is.
God, I want those gummies.
Hey, Tim. Oh, that was a good cleaning.
Yes,
okay.
That's a question.
Okay, you're a New York Times bestselling author.
Why?
And the title of
why am I
your
doing
newest
that?
Book.
Liberal Media.
For money.
Jesus. What is the title of your famous book, Tim?
Live it, breathe it, take it in, accept it.
What about...
That's it?
What about, fuck what you say, this shit doesn't matter, #!
That's the subtitle.
Yeah.
Live it, breathe it, take it in. What? I don't even know. I can't ask this.
Fuck your shit.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
You're
fuck beautiful.
Your shit. How to
you're,
be?
Yeah, you're beautiful. Whatever
fuck
they
your shit. 101 origami designs.
Just sitting at some airport bookstore. Hey,
just
cuck.
Origami. Origami just always ends up being the fucking swan. That's what pisses me off about origami.
Listen,
like, hey, today we're gonna build a fighter jet. Nope, this is just another swan.
It's suck my taint. How to embroider hand towels.
I have very fond memories.
You don't have the
origami.
Balls to buy this bug.
All right. Next question.
No.
You are the first human being to take a step on Mars. What is your, quote, giant leap, end quote, statement as you step on Mars? Tim, I don't know what you're doing with your microphone, but I feel like you're ready.
You look like Bane. It's pretty cool.
Why am I on Mars?
Okay, Bane says, why am I on Mars? Okay, Mike, do you have one?
Yeah.
First statement. Step on Mars, first statement.
From the ship, I'm on the first step, on the first stair.
I think Tim's about to fall out of his chair.
He's high as a kite.
I don't know what's going on.
Anyways, I'm going to take a piss. My first step out of the aircraft, I'm going to piss on Mars.
Yeah. Dude, it's marking my territory. How long of a flight is that?
I've been holding this forever. Yep. You're welcome, Mars.
It's been a long
time. Is it over a year?
There's only
like
so many Gatorade
months?
Bottles on the way over.
Yeah. Some pissing shit.
Okay, Keith. Your first statement. You're the first step on Mars.
I've been told that if you get to Mars, that's the end of your life. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna say at that point. I'll be pretty
okay.
I'll be pretty pissed off.
How long does it take to get there?
It's the same thing the robot saw.
I think saving the robot saw. It's several years. It's several years.
Like
to get
like
there.
3 years? 6 years or like 38 years.
No, dude. I think it's shorter than you think.
I don't think science.
No, it's years. No, it's years that it would take you to get there.
Three.
So.
Because the inverse entropy.
Oh yeah.
No, the entropy. That's what they haven't figured
out.
No,
I'm talking about when we rocket around the moon. It's faster.
All right, I got one more question for you guys. One more random question. You ready?
What's your answer?
Rapid fire.
Jerk ass.
If you
what would you do on Mars?
What's your answer, jerk ass?
Oh, it's really fucking cold here.
No.
That's your response?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be cold on Mars.
It's not like where could I?
It's colder than
I park
expect.
My Prius?
Be dressed appropriately.
Where can I charge my Prius?
No, Mars is colder than Earth. Tim, do your math. Do your check that. Check that.
Plug
okay.
This in his ice can.
All right, here we go. Next one, rapid fire questions. You ready? If you could be besties with any celebrity, who would you be besties with?
God damn, that's a good question.
Tim's ready. Keith.
I've got a couple.
Mike.
I've got a couple besties I'd like to do.
Okay.
Start from the top down.
Yep.
Obviously, George Clooney's number one. I think we all agree. And then we're going to go on with Matthew McConaughey. He's okay.
McConaughey is really that's a good one.
He's going to open our eyes to a lot of different things. And then, I don't know, who would be after that? Those two are kind of like the manliest men in the world. So.
Wait. George Clooney and Matthew McConaughey are the manliest men in the world to you?
Try to beat that.
Okay. Mike?
Since none's come to mind, I will say Hayden Panettiere. That way we become friends and build up.
Oh, wait, you can choose girls?
Yeah.
I thought it was bro weekend.
I'm going to build enough trust with her to where she trusts me in her house by myself. And then when she's gone, I'm going to go through her panty drawer.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
he said that out loud.
That's the route you were going to take.
He said that out loud, dude.
You want to befriend Hayden Panettiere for no other reason than to go through her panty drawer?
Well, obviously, I want to get laid, but if worse comes to worse...
No, but you're like super creepy right now.
I've never understood that.
Right now?
The whole
I think panties are cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now.
Let me rewind. But... Let me rewind. Not her panty drawer.
Uh-huh.
Her laundry hamper. Is that better? Okay,
so no. 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 This is not helping at all. This is, it got worse. It got, I was hoping it would get better. I was hoping you would save it. And you just sent that shit straight on sailing. That got way worse. Way worse.
You say that shit. Jesus. And you totally redeem yourself.
Hayden. But it didn't.
Hayden, though, if you're out there.
Because he went from
I'll
like.
Do your laundry.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
Are you talking about Darth Vader?
No, Hayden. It's so bad. Here. It's so bad.
Oh, Hayden.
Yeah, Hayden.
Darth Vader. Darth Vader.
No, I think we're talking about different people.
Yeah.
You're talking about.
Oh, Hayden Christensen.
You're talking about Anakin Skywalker.
Hayden Christensen. No.
Yeah, different people.
No, different people.
Different people.
I'd steal.
No, Mike doesn't want to smell Hayden Christensen.
Wait, Keith, for the last two episodes, this clean. Entire time, have you thought he meant Hayden Christensen from Star Wars?
Because he has talked about her a lot. Yeah. Like,
pretty common knowledge. Hold on. Hold on, Keith. I'll hook you up.
Well, he's been super, super freaked out for the last two episodes.
I guess that's up for the viewers. Vote on that. Did Keith email us? Did Keith think which Hayden it was?
Here, Keith, I got you, bro.
Okay.
Look at your phone.
So Keith chose George Clooney and Matthew McConaughey, the most manly men he could think of. And Mike chose Hayden Panettiere so he could smell things that we don't need to talk about. Tim, you could be besties with any celebrity. Any celebrity, who do you choose?
It's easy. It's a couple. It is...
That's not fair.
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
Or are you trying to get in a Devil's Three-Way?
I could listen to good music and
do her laundry.
My wife and I could enjoy good conversation with Megan.
You could pop off at Eminem and just get wrecked.
Fucking beards.
Interesting.
Weird.
Kill shot.
Or just Serena Williams. Anything
somebody
to do with
celebrities. A kill shot reference.
It's Serena Williams. She is the sexiest person.
Yeah, she's... I find her attractive.
It's so like when people don't find her attractive, I'm like, are you just asexual? Are you asexual?
No.
If you don't find her attractive, I think you're asexual.
Josh, do you find her attractive?
No.
She looks like am I wrong? She looks like a dude, huh?
There's a lot going on there and I feel like there's some steroids involved.
And a wiener.
Possibly that.
Can we probably cut that out of this? So
probably.
I feel like you guys are marginalizing people.
You see her in Lemonade?
Here
awesome,
we go.
Dude.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know.
I'm also still into Dolly Parton. Is that weird?
Yeah, she's kind of getting old.
She's
enough.
She's like 87, but you know, hey.
You put 40 mil into the COVID vaccine.
I wouldn't say no.
That's hot as fuck.
I also kind of like that chick off of Mandalorian.
Her humanitarian efforts don't matter
Yoda,
to me.
Baby Yoda?
Oh, you mean the general, the one that... I know who you're talking about. She's from like wrestling,
now
right?
Look it up.
Yes.
Yeah, she's really strong.
Like Ronda Rousey and Serena Williams.
You there's a theme here, Tim. You like girls that kind of like look like guys.
There's a Reddit. It's called Death by Sununu or something. Check it out.
Keith, you ready?
Yeah, what's up?
Death by Sununu.
All right. True or false, Keith? U.S. dollars are made out of cotton.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt. Are you talking about Gina Carano?
Yes.
Yeah, she's freaking hot. But she also kind of like has that manly jawline. But she's still freaking hot.
That's human growth hormones. They all look like John Cena.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But I'd give her a ride up.
True or false, U.S. dollars are made out of cotton.
Oh, really good question.
Thanks, Keith.
I do the Hollywood Squares thing. I'm actually an expert in dollar bills, so...
Dollar bills, yeah.
I'm going to say true.
True is correct.
Made out of cotton?
X gets a square.
You know what? Yep. That's not a bad idea. We should do Hollywood Squares trivia from now on.
Okay.
What we should do is Josh should be the contestant. And we should all come up with our own questions. And then
Yes.
And then he gets see who's full of shit and who's not.
Yes.
Because we are all full of shit.
I love that.
We should all three become a host.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I'll play.
Circle gets a square. Guys,
if it involves you guys coming up with the trivia questions, Gilbert Godfrey. I'm 100% in. I'm 100% in.
Oh, does it take too much time?
Okay, Tim. You ready? Does a giant squid or ostrich have the largest eyes in the world?
Oh. I'd say ostrich.
You'd be incorrect. Yeah. It is giant squid.
Well, giant squid's obvious. What a dumb fucking question.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. The only reason I said Mike, ostrich was because it's a weird question.
You dropped the ball.
Mike, I didn't give Tim this question on purpose, but here you go. Eggs. Mike, true or false, Serena Williams has won a tennis major while pregnant. This is for Mike.
Wait.
My bad.
Wow. She got a woman pregnant or pregnant herself?
I got her pregnant.
No, she was pregnant. Was she pregnant while she won a major tennis championship?
A major?
Ooh.
I'm going to say no on the major, but a tennis tournament, yes.
Right.
She won the Dana Ohio tournament.
She won the Australian. She won the Australian while pregnant.
Is that really a major?
You were wrong.
The Australian Open.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's part of the Grand Slam.
It's 1 of 4. It's 1 of 4.
It's not Wimbledon.
Okay, Keith, you're up again.
It's not Wimbledon.
I think it's...
Keith, true or false, lightning strikes cause the largest amount of power outages in the United States?
Mm-mm. Herpes.
I know power outages cause the most amount of herpes.
So, true or false?
It's true.
Okay, it's actually false. Ah. The number one power outage causer in the United States is squirrels.
It's what?
Mm-hmm.
Squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels? They bite the lines, right? They nibble on the lines?
They fuck on the lines.
I don't know. I didn't look that far into it. Tim.
The girl with
true or false?
I bet they nibble the lines.
Tim, true or false? Cussing has no effect on human strength.
False.
That is correct. False.
I don't agree with the word cussing.
Studies have shown that the human being gets a 5% increase in grip strength when they cuss.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Mike, you're up. You ready?
Yes, sir. You see what I just did to that can?
Incredible.
I bet
it's
you
demolished.
Destroyed it.
Incredible.
You can't even make it whole again.
But you didn't even cuss when you did it. Imagine if you would have cussed. It would have evaporated right in your hand.
I don't like the word cussed. It's like the word supper. Mike. I don't care for it.
Yeah.
You go to dinner and you swear.
Yeah.
Cuss and supper are below me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can
Mike,
below
one point.
Me if you.
And he's from Wisconsin.
Cuss is like
for one point.
That's like 1700s. Like, oh, he's just a little cuss. Right? Like, it's just weird.
Swear, not cuss.
Okay, can you guys let Mike answer his question, please?
Hey, go ahead, little cuss.
Thank you, Mike. True or false, Mike?
Little cuss.
Cuss in the house.
Classical music helps plants grow faster. True or false?
Come again?
Classical music helps plants grow faster.
You have to answer it. You were talking during his question. You have to answer it now. It's false.
Classical music is the bass. It's the bass. Was that the question?
No, true or false was the question.
Can you repeat one more time?
False bass.
Can you?
Classical music helps plants grow faster. True or false?
Country of origin.
Well intended. It's false. Well intended.
You got it wrong.
True. I say true.
The answer was
true. I didn't even answer.
You got it. Okay. He gets it. It is true.
Man, everybody knows.
Okay.
That.
We have three questions left. One for the each
good
of you.
Good luck getting through it.
I think all music.
Good luck getting through it, Josh.
There are 3-point questions. This is for the win. Keith.
Yes.
Water has a pH level of approximately what?
Zero. I think it is 5.
It is 7.
Damn it!
Okay.
That's a tough loss. That is a tough loss for me.
Tim, you ready?
That's tough.
Tim better not win. He's not even conscious.
Fuck this shit.
Tim, what is the most expensive house on the planet? The most expensive house on the planet.
If he gets it right, he definitely Googled it. Look at this.
Okay, so I think Dubai, yes, maybe. I don't know.
There you go.
Tim, you got anything?
I'm going to say something. Are we talking about like you and I own it or like the Queen of England?
It could be anything.
I don't know. Something in Mumbai.
You got to put a dollar value on
it. It's incorrect. The answer, you actually correct. The Queen of England, it is Buckingham Palace.
What's
the most expensive house on the planet?
What's it appraised at these days?
Mike, you ready? You're on the last one. This is to win it.
What's Buckingham Palace appraised at? You know the little prince left, right? Look it up.
Mike, do you want to answer your question? Or do you just want to
get out? What is... Where is the most expensive private residence? I guarantee it's like Dubai or Mumbai.
No, it's Lake Tahoe,
definitely.
Jesus. You guys are killing me. Mike, you ready?
I'm going to Google it.
Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
The Bay of Pigs.
Mike, where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
It's
The Bay of Pigs.
It's southeast.
Yep.
Of what?
No, it's southeast. He's right.
Of where I'm at.
It's on the fucking moon, isn't it?
Okay, you guys tied. It is on the moon. You are correct, Tim.
We're leaving.
There's no water on the moon. This is bullshit.
I still think it's Mumbai or some shit like that.
Fucking that palace, dude. I want to see an appraisal. Like, there's way cooler places than that place. Why is it? Dave, first of all, why is the queen 119 years old?
I don't think she can die. I think they inject her with stuff.
Hey, like Weekend at Bernie's.